Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, more than 16 years ago, I found a little book called What's the Rush? By a guy named James Ballard. And I read that book, and I said, I got to have this guy on my show. I'd only been on the air for a year and a half or so when I found this book, and I said, we got to get to know this guy. And we found him, and we found out he likes to be called Jim, not James. And we found out he's an author extraordinaire. He's written a bunch of books since I've known him, and we've launched all of them on the show, including all the well-done books, including Mind Like Water, including Little Wave, Old Swell, which have just continued to be favorite books of mine. And what a great relationship we've had with Jim Ballard all these years. And as I've said before, he's the guy we turn to when the world won't mind, but we need to mind ourselves. Jim helps us with that. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Good. How do you like all that? Thanks a lot, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. The world, you know, people ask me sometimes, Jim, they say, how you doing? And I tell them, the world's winning. but you know, Jim, one of the great things about what I get to do is I get to build relationships with people like you. And there really are some of the great things in my life. Having a relationship.
Okay, well, let's talk about relationships, because that's the topic that I'd like us to focus on this morning. And for people listening, I would like them to identify a relationship that is troubled for them. In other words, something bothers them about what somebody else is doing. And I don't think most of us would have trouble identifying such a person,
mm-hmm.
because from time to time we get into trouble in relationships, and it may be somebody that's just casual for us. It may be somebody in our family. It could be a spouse, a child, a boss, a parent, an in-law, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it could be they just irritate us, or it could be we just couldn't hardly stand them.
You know what they say, Jim? Friends you choose, family you're stuck with.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you know, you were talking about the world, and, you know, the world would be great if it just weren't for people.
That's right.
So this morning, everybody think of somebody that you would like to improve the relationship, because I've got a plan for how to do that.
Okay, so that's two different things now. So first you said think of someone who's got you just can't seem to get it right with them, or they can't get it right with you.
Yeah.
That's one list. Then from that list, you want us to pull the ones out that we want to improve. Because some of those I don't want to improve. I'm done with them. I'm through with them. Right?
Okay.
Is that right?
Even if you want to improve one, I always tell people, don't pick the most difficult one. Because this is something you're going to try and hope that it works.
Right. This is a relationship you would like to redeem.
Yeah, that's true, to heal or whatever.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So right now, who is it that bothers you? And who you know, you spend time, you're driving your car along, you start thinking of them, and you get all troubled about.
Yep.
Let's go on from let's assume that everybody's identified who the problem person is. The next step is to identify exactly what they do that bothers you. And here we're talking about behavior. What's the actual behavior?
Mm-hmm.
So you visualize the person, and you visualize them doing or saying. See, a behavior is something you can see a person doing or hear them saying.
Right. They act in a jealous way, or they're passive-aggressive, or
well,
they...
see, those things aren't behaviors. This is
okay.
Good. This is good.
Okay.
A camera would not pick up jealousy.
Okay.
It would pick up certain kinds of things define. You'd label as jealousy. So we want to stay away from labels. We want to try to be scientific here and say, what is it exactly they do, minus your judgment about it? So you look at them and you say, what is it that they do?
Well, if they're jealous and they say something about that jealousy, is that qualify?
They, well,
If something they say to you demonstrates their jealousy, or if they don't respond, if they don't do what they should have done out of I mean I'm not fighting for my points. I'm just trying to understand what it is that someone would do that would be that would be overt.
When you say jealousy, I thought I didn't realize that you were trying to sort of counsel them out of being jealous.
Oh no! I just anyway. Go ahead with another example.
Well, let's say that you say to somebody, "Well, she's bossy,"
okay,
or he's messy. Well, these are not behaviors; they're sort of labels that you use mm-hmm. when you talk to yourself or to other people about the person.
But they're still annoying.
So a behavior is something that a camera could record. Something you can see somebody doing or hear them saying. So this is going to be tough because we tend to label things. So instead of bossy, you might say they give directions sharply, or they manage loudly, or they take charge inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Although a camera wouldn't record inappropriately, would it? Mm-hmm. It would just record sort of taking charge.
So back to my jealousy thing, I wouldn't say she's jealous. I would say she refuses to compliment my new outfits.
Okay, that's good. Anyway. That's good. And the other example I used was messy. So instead of saying messy, you'd say they spill food when they eat, or they leave clothing around in their room. Or
now you're getting a little too close here, Jim, on that one, on the messy part.
Okay.
That's what somebody else is saying about me.
All right, we've got to get on here. we're pinning down in our minds exactly what the person does that causes us trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So we also want to eliminate words like always and never, because like our labels, they're just ways of describing us rather than the other person. Now, let's move on to what to do about it. Let's talk about the relationship with this person. Now, a relationship is a system. And particularly when it's troubled, it really acts like a system. It acts like a machine.
Right.
It just chugs along. Whenever person A does or says something, person B can be counted on to feel resentful or mm-hmm. hurt or angry and respond from that feeling. And when they do, then person A feels bad and retaliates and blah, blah, blah.
In 20 seconds, give us something to do about that, and we'll come back and do the rest of it.
Okay, well, we can do it when we come back, but...
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We've already defined the behavior of your person A, what they do to upset you. What we don't usually look at is what we, person B, to do to feed the system. We don't
So now, folks, you know it's not what you think they're doing. It's what they actually do. It's their actions that we're looking for. And Jim's going to help us with more of this after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.